The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who bears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to obey your call, to go our way, and to share the good news of the gospel and be a laborer of the harvest for Jesus Christ. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Lord, gather all your children wherever they may be and lead them on to heaven to live eternally." Therefore, Father, help us by the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to accept that challenge to be a laborer of the harvest into every town and place where Jesus himself has gone before us throughout Galilee, Judea, and Samaria. The words of Jesus himself, "Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning as we celebrate missions to go and make disciples of all nations is taken from the gospel lesson for today, Luke chapter 10, with special attention to verse 2. "And Jesus said to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Yes, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. As a matter of fact, in an article published in the Reader's Digest in May of 1979, over 40 years ago, a pastor began his sermon by saying, and I quote, "I'd like to make 3 points today. First, there are millions of people around the world who are going to hell. Second, most of us sitting here today don't give a damn about that." And after a long pause, the pastor said, "My third point is that you are more concerned that I, your pastor, said the word damn than you are about the millions going to hell." And how sad that is. When people are literally going to hell without Jesus as their Savior, and no one is giving a damn about it. And yet Jesus did. And pardon my French, Jesus did give a damn about that. Early on, during his 3-year public ministry, Jesus already saw the great need and the urgency to go and make disciples of all nations. So Jesus instructed another 72 disciples to go ahead of him, 2 by 2, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And then Jesus told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." We find the same urgency and command in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, where Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And that's precisely what Jesus told them to do. "Go your way. Behold, I'm sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves." But as lambs, Jesus told the 72 disciples that they would be challenged and opposed by those in the midst of wolves who oppose the good news of the kingdom of God, especially the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. Yes, the 72 disciples were told to go their way and travel light without money bags, luggage, or extra sandals, because the mission is urgent in sharing the good news of the kingdom of God. Well, the same challenge to go still holds today, and it hasn't changed. Yes, there are literally millions and millions of people today going to hell without Jesus as their Savior. And the question this morning is, what are we doing about it? Are we going our way? Are we willing to go and work today as we send, here am I, send me, and share the good news of the kingdom of God? Or are we neglecting and avoiding the command to obey his call to go and make disciples of all nations. The words we sang during the opening hymn, let none idly hear you saying, there is nothing I can do. While the multitudes are dying, and the Master calls for you. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no. Unfortunately, you and I must confess that we are not obeying His calling. And we are not going our way. And we certainly are not sharing the good news of the kingdom of God and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And why is that? Think about it for just a moment. Why is that? Because this is an area of our Christian life that we are not really comfortable to talk about it. Because it does make us uncomfortable and quite frankly, uneasy and guilty about ourselves. And yet, even though we have failed in the past to fulfill the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father forgives us today through His Son Jesus Christ as we repent and make a commitment to change and become a laborer of the harvest. And by the way, the task of a laborer is not that difficult. As a matter of fact, it's very easy. We may not have the time or the talent or anything else in our long list of excuses to become a full-time laborer of the harvest, as the 72 disciples did. But you and I always have the opportunity. Yes, the opportunity to invite someone to come and join us for worship right here at Shepherd in the Pines, so that they too can hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, to take the opportunity to go our way and invite our friends we've known for a long time, our neighbor next door, people that we are acquainted with in our community here in the Big Bear Valley, so that they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ and not go to hell, but be saved to the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, the statistics prove again and again that a local Christian church like ours will grow, not only spiritually, but in numbers, when the members of the church decide to invite others to worship with them. And it works. Yes, it works. If you are excited, and if you feel good about your church here at Shepherd in the Pines, and if you feel excited and good about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is also true in any other church where John and Helen go. Every church has that opportunity to grow. And by the way, if you're not excited, if you don't feel good about your church here at Shepherd in the Pines, and you don't feel good about the gospel, don't invite them. Because then it just isn't going to work. But if you are excited, invite them to come for worship. Yes, even though we cannot overcome or become a full-time worker of the harvest, we can become a part-time laborer or worker of the harvest as we invite people to hear the good news of Jesus Christ right here in our own church. Yes, may God the Father bless each and every one of us here this morning. Not to make us feel guilty, but excited, feeling good about the gospel. feeling good about the mission of the church to go and make disciples of all nations. Yes, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. On Galilee's high mountain, Christ gave the great command. Therefore, I send my children. Their witness I will use. Are you ready to accept that challenge today? Imagine if each and every one of us here this morning invited someone in our community to come to church next Sunday. Wouldn't that be exciting? Would make us feel very good about the gospel in our church. I hope you're challenged to do that. And maybe we'll fill all the pews here on Sunday morning. God bless you as you become a laborer of the harvest for Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.